What's happening? Welcome in. Jay Barton and Ramon here on 104.5 The Zone on a new week. Role players are supposed to show up in Game 7s at home. Grant Williams proved that true. 77% of home teams win Game 7s. That's exactly what you're supposed to. That reminded me of a P.J. Tucker in Houston kind of game where they're at home in a closeout, and he's out there making threes, playing great defense. He reminds me a little bit of P.J. Tucker.
He is.
That's what role players are supposed to do in their gym. They're supposed to show up. Pritchard showed up, made threes. They took like 50 threes in the game. That was nuts.
The fact that Grant took 18.
He was 7 for 17 and came back and took one more. Grant with 7 threes. There's nobody you want to root for more than that guy. Him showing up in that way was just fantastic. You saw finally, you just can't do it with one star.
Nope.
In the NBA. Giannis is the best player in the world, but they needed Middleton in the worst way yesterday because they had nobody else except for him and Drew that showed up or that could make a shot, I should say. It's not like they weren't trying. They were terrible from three. They shot four for 30-something from three in the game. Just atrocious. And then the Suns put forth the worst Game 7 performance in the history of American sports, I think. I'd have to go back and look, Moan.
Yeah.
But it was bad.
I'll tell you this, too. It was somebody called it. Pat Beverly, of all people, tweeted out during the game when the blowout first started going up, watch one of these superstars pull out of this game because of, air quotation marks, injury. You know who it was? Chris Paul. Yeah. Chris Paul with the quad.
He's hurt all the time.
Yeah, for sure. But it was kind of funny to watch him call it out. I was actually listening to that on the radio because I was driving back from somewhere, and then I got home and the masker looked even worse on the visual. It was bad, Jay.
It was bad. Luca, interesting. Well, first, we'll get to it.
How
was the weekend? How was Paducah?
Paducah wasn't even that bad.
It's just, there's just not a lot happening there. The drive isn't fun, though.
For what I was there for, no, it wasn't bad at all.
Drive isn't fun, though.
But you know what? So we ended up going into Paducah. Then we had to switch games to Murray. By the way, saw Murray State, never been to that university before. It looks pretty cool, small, nice little university, college town or whatever.
Home of y'all.
Your home of Yah. I feel like there's somebody else that came
Isaiah
out of there.
Cannon.
There we go. But in general, we ended up used Google Maps to come back other than the GPS. And it took us land between the lakes, man. We went on some state highways in Kentucky. Never knew Kentucky had that just ecosystem of lakes that they have. Yeah. And the bridges.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, I've just been lost and thought Kentucky was just basketball and horses.
No, I lived there for years. It's a nice country.
It was nice, Jay.
Just don't associate with the college team.
Yeah, I was pleasantly shocked by the scenery of what Kentucky was. Now, I'll say this, too. Couldn't really enjoy it because we were trying to outrun a storm, too, that come through. Our game was weirdest thing. I guess it's just rules of it all. Never been through it, but we played the tournament with number one seed in it. And we pitched first, and then the storm, Jay. I'm talking about blew in. It was kind of terrifying, if I can be honest with you. So they had to end the game because the delay would have been we'd have started back up at 8 and it was like already close to 6. And we was like, you know what? Let's go home. We end up winning. So, hey, I'll take it. But the ride home wasn't bad at all. I almost want to add how Interstate 24 to bleep you, Aaron Rodgers. That interstate is
that's Thursday.
I know, but I kind of want to preface it by saying
trash.
24 driving that is almost like you're in a wind, like in a tunnel. Any other interstate, it seems like you can at least see the sides. With 24, you're just blocked in by trees and two lanes and hills that can just be, I don't want to call them dangerous, but it's just like next thing you know, you're going over a hill, it could be traffic right there.
So you would give it a 24 out of 100.
There we go. I don't like driving on 24.
I don't know that what I said warranted that. I don't know that it was funny enough for that.
Because the 24 doesn't have any feelings.
Dude, I'm trying to help you out. Now you're going to criticize me for helping you out. It's not Thursday yet, but guess what?
Aaron Rodgers.
I appreciate it. I just don't feel like I earned it.
Yeah.
You didn't, but I was being a good teammate and dishing it off back to the point guard.
He said, give it to me. Throw it right back. Give it to me. Throw it right back.
Look, I greatly appreciate it. I just feel like that's one of those where I don't have a gift for you.
Hey, man.
I've been using your coffee maker this morning. We're good.
Okay.
I'm happy. I'm in a good mood.
The fact that we had
these. I'm going to do a dad joke. Ha ha. It really wasn't that good. Guess what?
Not really an athlete.
That's more.
Hey, but yeah, Zach, you're right. I was in Northwest Kentucky. So it's exactly as y'all called it. I had never gone to Western Kentucky, like that area of Western Kentucky. But it's flat, but there's a lot of like natural stuff. They said they had a bison and elk park. Have you ever gone to this?
Mm-mm.
I was just like, I kind of want to go back to Western Kentucky, y'all, to kind of see what was the whole fuss about at these land between the lakes and everything. It was just really cool. I never knew Kentucky had that about it.
Yeah,
so.
It's a state. There's things in it.
I know. But we drove the back highways, man, and it was pretty cool. It was, I can't front. I enjoyed that drive yesterday, but. The weekend was solid. Kids play well. You know how it goes. It's park life from here on out every weekend.
Mm.
What about yours, Jay? It's Monday. Other than you and Shafe, just
well, I've got a dilemma we're going to have to run through when we get back. But
oh yeah,
this morning started out with a conundrum that left my wife side-eyeing me as I left the house. We need to discuss if I made the wrong decision
this morning.
Walking out this morning.
Oh, you didn't leave the car running with the garage door.
We'll get to it. That was earlier. We saw Leon Bridges on Friday night at Descend.
Okay.
You don't know who that is.
I was going to make one of my urban jokes by saying, is he related to Chris Bridges?
No, soul, R&B.
Okay.
He cut his teeth. He grew up listening to 90s and turn of the century R&B. So okay. His stuff sounds a little bit...
Give me an
Anderson
artist.
Pockish.
Oh, for okay.
A little bit like Lil Silk Sonic mixed with
soul.
John Legend.
I can rock with that. How'd you know about this artist?
He's been around for a while. My wife's a big fan, and
yeah,
he's a solid musician. He's been Grammy nominated and stuff.
You won me.
He's solid.
Won me over with my wife.
I will say this fan. This is a savvy move. So he sings for an hour and 20 minutes or so, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, all right, that's it. That's not how he did it, but okay. He's like, I got one more song for y'all, and he finishes. Then he comes back, 2 minutes after, because everybody does the encore thing. So I was like, all right, he'll do a few more songs. He comes back out, he goes, man, I forgot to do something. I forgot to do the whole album start to finish.
Really?
And so he then played his debut record from years ago from top to bottom as the encore.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that was pretty cool.
As a bonus?
Yeah.
God,
that was the encore. It's like, I forgot to do the whole album for y'all. He's like, that's clever.
That's
because people were wondering where a couple of songs were. It's like, oh, they're all here.
It's like,
they're all here.
It.
Get online.
It's just waiting for you to bring me back on stage.
Yeah.
Look, that's awesome, man. Were y'all out pretty late? Or
no, we ended up leaving a little bit. We didn't finish the encore because we wanted to get home and get her mom home. And
okay.
Because the Savage is teething on the top teeth.
Is she?
Dude. That's going to play into my dilemma and the decision I made this morning that may or may not have ruined my entire day.
It's almost like when you know you got a butt whooping on the way home from
school. Just say, like, as I was leaving, she goes, she had come back down the stairs from what she was hopefully going to get done. And she was just like, go ahead and walk out. I'll lock up and I'll get her.
Damn.
And then she goes, I love you. You have a good day. And I'm like,
oh. Sound like you need to be at the land between the lakes.
There is
sounded
more-
like Phoenix fans towards the Suns last night.
There's more heat there than Tennessee's pitching staff, man.
If you're going to lose,
clever.
Hey, they won the FCC regular season. Congrats to the Vols on that.
Clever, Shafe.
Now's when it matters. Now we want to see you win the SEC tournament. Go ahead and finish.
By the way, Vandy knocking off Arkansas. Nice, nice. Arkansas just been loud lately, man.
Well, they're always loud.
Well, they're good, too, so I guess that's
the
reason
why. Toilet flushing sounds, it can be loud.
That's where we're going? I see what this young gentleman is today.
Speaking of where we're going, Mike Tenier.
Oh,
hour number three, and we'll talk about his article before he comes on.
I'm worried for Mike.
The Derrick Henry piece? Yeah. I don't know how fans reacted to it.
Oh, it did not go well.
Interesting because it's all just.
I'm worried for Mike.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't just dogging him. It was just laying out statistics.
He was taking shots at their hero.
Yeah, he did.
It doesn't matter what he was saying.
I know.
It's like talking about Jordan, man.
Well, we got him. He's our pal. He's going to come on and you can yell at him. Kayla Anderson will join us in the fourth hour. You won't yell at her. If you want to send her donuts, though, you go right ahead.
Daddy.
Oh, you see that? That's interesting. The Dan in the Borough said about teething. He said teething poops. He was like, they get very, very bad diarrhea.
We're not doing
teething.
This. We're not doing this.
I haven't had that issue. No. She is still doing the thing. If you put her in the pack and if you put her down and she's not ready to go down, then when she cries, she poops. So you have to come get her.
We're not doing this. It's only 13 after 6.
Welcome to Monday on J. Martin Ramon.
Oh, my God.
Diarrhea was in Phoenix last night.
We had a blood moon last night and everything, wasn't it?
But it was cloud cover. I was going to try to walk outside, even with the boot. I was going to try to walk outside. I was like, Abby, is it out there? Because she was taking Margo out at the end. And she said, that's cloud cover. You can't see it. That's ruined.
It's cleared up. About 3 o'clock in the morning, my camera's actually like lit up and saw it fly, like go across. I was like, whoa, what the heck?
3 a.m. was not a thing that was going to happen unless my daughter woke me up.
I saw it on the cameras and I was just like, oh, there it was. I'll see if I can pull it up.
615-737-1045. When I come back, I'm going to tell you what I did this morning that may have been a mistake.
Thompson Paris.
J. Martin Ramon, 104.5 The Zone.
Find God!
Searching HVAC near here.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Wow, nobody local? Huh.
Wait, what? We are an HVAC company literally in your neighborhood. Why is she not seeing us?
Just all the big chains. Well, it is what it is.
What in the... Can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local HVAC providers. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at cumulusboost.com.
Left-hand dribble, exposed to the ball. Matthews can't get it away. Jalen bounce pass, leads Smart in the paint to the corner. Grant lines up a three. Got it! Grant Williams is saying, you have to be the hero, and he's starting to knock him down.
It's tough to, you know, get in your own head when your entire team, like 15 people, walk up to you and say, let it fly, keep shooting. So for me, it was just like, all right, they're encouraging it, like, might as well take advantage.
It's good stuff from Grant Williams. Grant may never have 27 again in his career. He really might not.
For real.
But Boston's going to remember him. Celtics fans are going to remember him for that performance. And that's how role players look. People have never forgotten John Paxson hitting the big shot for the Bulls. They've never forgotten
B.J. Armstrong.
Jordan passing to Steve Kerr for that classic shot. Certainly Robert Horry made a career out of making big-time shots late in games. Grant Williams, who I thought he played well in Game 6. He had struggled a little bit in the middle of the series.
He did.
And he still, look, the speed deficiency is always going to be the speed deficiency.
Yeah,
he's not going to be as fast. He's not going to be quite big enough. But he's a guy you want on your team.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a guy that yesterday you could just see the team was enjoying watching him do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were excited about it. And when he went in the huddle, that was hilarious. He went in the Bucks huddle and he was just standing over there. And he's kind of turned around like, what are you doing? Oh, that's my fault.
That was the most Grant Williams thing ever.
It was.
Well, that if there had been a tabletop board game on the sidelines to go with it, that would have been the most Grant Williams thing ever.
I remember Ron speaking about when he went first round, I'll be honest with you, I was shocked. I didn't know he was going to go first round. And I'm asking, like, Ron, how does he go? He's like, man, Boston's a good place for him. First thing he said, it's a good place for him. And he was like, if he goes in there and just find a role for himself, just do the dirty work, he's like, he's going to be all right. And lo and behold, he's in the NBA. Not everybody's a superstar. That's almost like any other sport. Not everybody's a superstar. When we talk about teams, it's a matter of having those guys, role players, as you said, Grant Williams was yesterday, pick up when you need them to. Like, that's what's expected from a team aspect of things, is having your guys like that taking advantage of opportunities. He acknowledged, I didn't do anything special. It was like, I just took my open shots and it was that on that. And that's all you're asking from a guy like him, man. I'm happy for him because he's evolved. But again, to me, like you said, not the most athletic. I mean, Jason Tatum told you that yesterday. He was like, don't get used to that type of, you know, freedom. Let's shoot threes.
Not really an athlete.
Exactly. And it was just like, dude, Sunday of all days in Game 7,
was your day, and I'm happy about seeing those awesome types of things.
It really was. Like, yeah, it was just, it was really fun to watch. And I wish Giannis, I wish one of those games had been on. I mean, poor Giannis, like, Giannis had a, look, he scored. He still scored, mm-hmm, but he was missing some bunnies, and he it just wasn't a great game for him. But no, nobody, well, Jrue was there. But outside of that, nobody else could hit anything. No, Bobby, it was just a nothing disaster. And Bobby was, Bobby took too many shots. Bobby broke his goggles and threw them into the stands at one point. He was so mad about a foul call. He was gripping. He was doing the Bobby Portis when he's a little over the edge thing yesterday.
That's why I was,
And that's a good thing, except when it's negative energy. Mm-hmm. And yesterday it felt like negative energy.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it, man. And it just in general, he's a role player in a sense that, honestly, and I think he took it too far with the way his role kind of developed. And I know it had to go that way because Middleton is out and he was looking for help and all those types of things. But Giannis said it. I'm tired. My legs are heavy. My body's heavy. He worked. You cannot dismiss anything that Giannis did to try to keep that series moving forward. The next round, they wouldn't have been built for.
They needed to win in six.
Yeah.
Going back to seven was not going to be the way for them to win. And they just, without Middleton, you're just putting too much on one guy's back.
Yep.
You're just putting too much on one guy's back. And then the Suns, I don't know what that was, other than just to say,
what was
go
it,
home,
Jay?
Guys. Just pathetic is what it was.
I know Dallas did their thing, but how? I mean, and I'm listening in the car, but then I get home and I'm watching Jason Kidd. He's coaching them like they're freaking freshman high school team with the way they're playing defense.
Well, Jason Kidd deserves props after being terrible at his other two stops.
Yes,
I thought it was a bad hire.
I remember looking at it was like, him again?
Yeah, it's like, why do we keep doing it? Just because he can play doesn't mean he can coach.
Him again?
I was wrong.
Yeah, 100%.
He coached that team very well this year, and he certainly had them ready to go. How about Luka doing the interview before the game, 10 minutes before tip, with Inside the NBA? And Shaq and Kenny and Charles all told him in the interview, I can't believe you're doing this. Like, the first question from Charles was, man, I'm just going to say good luck and get on back out there. And then Kenny's like, go work up a lather. And Shaq did it too. And Ernie's like, what are you doing? And they're like, ain't no way in hell we're doing an interview 10 minutes before a game seven. Barkley said, I love that kid, but I needed to save him from himself and get him back into the warm-up line. Yeah. He was like, well, I got to get warm. And then he went out and went out and did. That was my Luka, by the way.
I'm sorry for those in the back. Can you do that again?
I have to go get warm. The three of them were just taken aback that he would do that interview. And then he bawled the hell out and had 27 in the first half. Be like, maybe y'all should have, Charles, maybe you should have done some interviews 10 minutes before tip. You would have had an NBA championship.
Charles, and I know he plays up a lot of stuff. By the way, he had a very awesome conversation with Ryan Clark on the pivot. Charles is he's more than what he puts off to be. I'll just say that much, man. But the look on his face after they lost, I don't know if you saw the post game stuff, Jay.
I was well done.
I was still wired up from the drive, but he had that. I'm talking about the saddest look on his face, and I was just like, "Really, Charles?" I really thought he was hurt by Phoenix not making it because that's his old squad, and
it's front. He lives there.
I know, and he was just like, "I want to go home." And I'm just like, "Well, they are about to go home, Chuck. Well,
that's exactly where they're going to be."
Yeah, that series, man, was everything and more for Dallas. Dirk was there. It was cool watching Dirk and Luka kind of have a little moment afterwards with the game and everything. It was pretty doggone sweet. I thought it was all right, man.
So you're down to four. Golden State, of course, beat Memphis on Friday. When you needed at the end, you needed somebody to match them score for score. You just didn't have it. They played them tough.
Yeah.
They made them earn it. I think they earned Golden State's respect.
Yeah.
You heard Steph say, they made us better. I know we made them better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're going to see more from that in the future. Golden State and Dallas, it feels like the Warriors right now are.
Yeah.
Here's the matchup I really want. I want Warriors Celtics because I think I think those are the teams.
Mm-hmm.
I think that makes for a heck of a series.
Oh, yeah.
Because you got a lot. You got Tatum, burgeoning superstar.
Mm-hmm.
You've got role players on both sides, young guys that are making contributions, whether it's Grant, whether it's Kuminga, Jordan Poole, all these guys. no offense to Miami, because if Miami gets there, you get Jimmy Butler, and I want to watch Jimmy Butler anytime he wants to play.
But let me ask you this. It's Jimmy and who?
Well, I mean, it's Tyler Hero.
I know, but Jimmy Bam. And who? I know.
There's other guys, but truthfully, it is Jimmy Butler's
show. It's the name of Jimmy and the Heat is pretty much what we're looking at. But at least with Boston, you're going to get more names out of that one, too.
You're going to get more names. You're going to get great coaching no matter who is in it.
Respectfully, I say that.
On.
Yeah, for sure.
But the series that I think is, I think Boston Golden State is the one where Boston. I look at it and I just say, that would be a heck of a seven games or however long it would go.
I hope it's seven. That I one do right too. There? Oh, my goodness.
I do too. I hope we get it.
The recent history of Golden State and just the history of Boston in general, man. Also this, the fact that Tom's not there and they're trying to figure out who's going to be their next ring or next team in the Boston area or the New England area, man, that leads right into it. Plus, Grant's our guy. And he's there.
Absolutely.
It will be, I think the ratings will be better if it's those two. Boston and Golden State. Definitely won't Golden State in it, but the way Luka was on fire last night, ain't much you can do about what went on if he has another night or series like that.
Boy, they memory hold. I sent this to you guys right before I went to bed. Early yesterday on ESPN, like the main topic was Stephen A with video saying that the Mavs are going to get blown out. Boy, you can't find that anywhere on .com. They got rid of it in the third quarter. I wanted to go find it so I could get a photo of it.
Yeah.
Nope. He had that thing retconned.
Oh, my gosh.
Like he never said it.
Swiper, no swipey.
So here's what happened this morning.
Yeah, Jay.
I'm in danger.
In the morning, things happen like you leave things. I'm walking out. I unset the alarm to walk out and then reset it. Yeah. And I got to the front door and I opened it and I realized pockets are light. Oh, wait, I don't have my phone. I must have left it on the kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
No, I left my phone in the bedroom where CG was asleep.
Yeah, I know what happened here.
And the door had been closed because Abby was upstairs trying to get some quiet time and a little bit of exercise in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I, in my boot, I'm like, well, it's my phone.
In my boot.
I guess I've got to go in here. So I go in there. The hatch is on, so it sounds like a snorm in there because that's how she sleeps. That's how we all sleep now.
Yeah.
And I just grabbed the phone. Didn't make any sound, but she woke up. She was looking at me as I left, bawling. And so I walk out, and I grab my bag, and I get to the door, and there's Abby at the bottom of the steps looking at me. She said, go ahead and go. I love you. Have a good day. She's like, I'll get her after I reset the alarm. So I walked out, head down, like I'm a dog with a cone of shame. And I'm thinking to myself, it was my phone. But here's the thing. Did I make the wrong move not just cashing in that phone?
Yeah.
Understanding it's going to be okay. I've got my laptop.
Yeah.
I'll be fine. I should just leave the phone behind because she's asleep in there with the bungee cord on the door. There's one of our doors won't stay closed, so we use a bungee cord to keep it closed.
Okay, Jay, you got a little hood in you. Okay, all right.
We find something as MacGyver around the house. Did I make a mistake in not just leaving that phone behind like a casualty of war? I left it in there when I walked out of the bedroom this morning. I need to go because I don't want to risk waking up a teething Claire Grace at 5:20. Was a mistake made? Or because it was my phone, did I have a choice?
The comments right now are freaking hilarious. I feel that in my heart for you. Considering how
it was my phone. That's the one. If it had been anything else, it wouldn't have even been a question. But a phone, I was just like, she'll want me to have my phone. What if there's an emergency? What if somebody needs me?
Yeah.
I won't.
I feel for you, Jay. I feel for you, man. You got your estate lined up. Everything is good to go.
You have your affairs in order.
Yeah. There is a will.
There's a will.
There's a will, there's a Jay.
How comfortable is the couch, Jay?
Yeah.
Yeah, the comments right now. I hope you made that couch up before you left. There's one place there's not a door, and it's in the living room where the couch is.
Or upstairs on that couch. You might not even leave me on the same floor.
Hey, they're pretty much saying good to, Cousin Danny said, good to know you, Jay.
You know who's sleeping in the kennel?
Ooh. Jay, not Margo.
Not Margo or CG. What about this pack and play?
So, but again, was a mistake made by me feeling like the phone's the thing I probably can't leave
behind.
Here's
the problem.
Go ahead, Shafe.
I think the decision in a vacuum is the right decision. The problem is he's got RoboCop leg.
I didn't even factor in the leg, Jay.
He's got RoboCop leg. It's going to wake up people.
Didn't make a sound with it. It was fine.
You went heel to toe with your walk.
It's not a boot that makes sounds. It's cumbersome and large, but it's comfortable. But
that's cool. Fine. I just wanted to make the RoboCop joke.
Clearly.
The problem is I'd probably already started to wake her because the Velcro putting the belt, putting the boot on. I always do it in another room all the way across the house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I left the phone behind.
Yeah.
Because I was concentrating on going to get the boot. I thought I had my phone, but I left it on the charger.
Yeah.
Next to my bed.
So it's being brought up in the chat that you need to make a trip to a Moments Peace Salon and Day Spa on the way home.
Went and get a gift card?
Yep. Maybe some flowers on the way home.
I got her flowers on Mother's Day.
Yeah. Hey.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to get it done for this infraction.
Was a mistake made?
Yes, it was.
I should have left the phone?
Because Mike DeJesus said, instead of having a good day, she was really saying, hope you break your other foot. And he said, in hell yeah, you made a mistake.
Would you have left the phone?
Mike? I had to leave the phone behind, Jay.
Really?
You have to.
I've never seen you without the phone.
You have to leave it behind, Jay. Well, I don't have a young kid at home. You have a young kid at night.
That's so much the idea of an emergency, time. If the nanny needs to get me, can't get me.
You got other outlets, all these, Jay.
What outlets if I don't have a phone?
You here at home.
I'm not trying to defend myself. I want to know whether or not I should have left it behind. So in the future,
I'd have gone back and gotten the phone.
Okay.
I'm gonna be a complaint. I'm not gonna play into it the way I want to. I'd have gone back and gotten the phone.
That's the one thing.
That's the one thing. Okay. And after that was done, I know you gotta tiptoe it. I know you gotta. I almost want to question why was Abby so mad?
One, she probably didn't know, and two, she constantly thinks I forget things. And the reason why she thinks that,
here we go,
is because I constantly forget things.
See, Shave, I had to admit my faults first. I had to go on back and gotten a Shave, but the fact that there was an underlying tone of Abby just being, he gonna forget something, and the door cracks open.
It's usually the same thing too. She always asks. She goes, keys, wallet,
yep,
phone, yep. It's those three things in
keys,
order,
wallet,
and then sometimes it's a fourth, beverage or whatever it is.
The phone was justified, though.
The phone is the one, I mean, outside of wallet, because you're not driving without a license.
I've driven without a wallet.
I have, but I don't
my
want
bad
to.
P.
Look, I think we all have at some point, or I don't know where my wallet is,
Yeah. But
my license is in there, I'm registered, or my keys, so I can't leave without my keys, but those things are never in the bedroom.
Yeah.
The phone is the only thing where I just felt like, this will be the day I leave it behind and something happens.
Jay. This is, they are all over. Prayers for Jason is all in the chat right now. It said pretty much it's going to be your room for the next couple of days.
See, the only three things I don't lose are my wallet, keys, and the phone.
Yeah. It's more not about losing, it's forgetting.
It's forgetting.
It's not having them on me when I'm walking out of the house.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Dominique said, you're going to wake up with your phone taped to your chest.
You won't forget it now.
You need Cousin P to escort you to the house. Just make sure everything's okay.
Yeah, you need a detail, man.
I just feel like a lot of the people commenting would have done the same thing I did.
You would.
But I will admit, I stopped for 5 seconds. I'm like, can I get through this half day phoneless?
What? Let me ask you this. What actually woke her up?
No, I think she was already
waking. She was all, but the extra sound let her knew adults were up too, and
I think once she, I think her eyes were probably open, and she was doing the thing where she'll lay there for a few minutes
to wake up.
And so when she saw me, all of a sudden, she was planking and staring at me when I walked out of the room, eyes open. She wasn't laying anymore. I was like, oh, crap.
This is basically how CG looked.
I choose violence.
Yeah. And then I heard the sounds, and then I closed the door, and then she had the octave change, which she does with her, when she's really perturbed, she does one where it's like regular pitch, and then it's like her voice changes. Ooh. And she goes high pitch, and I heard that. I'm like,
what did Abby say to him with Cousin Andrew's wife before leaving?
Oh, yeah.
Kiss
my ass.
Pretty much. She was like, I had things I was going to do upstairs. Oh. I was going to come down here and be mom at 6. But here you are. And then she's, and basically, she looked at me like, I know you got to go because you got to be on the air at 6. I know you have to leave. I'll handle this. And I'm not mad at her. It was my screw up. I just want to know if I made the right decision in going back for my phone or not.
That's good, Rebel Chief. Most married men are leaving the house like spectacles. He put the T word in there that rhymes with spectacles. Wallet, watch, keys, and a phone. You need them all. He was making it. The joke is really funny in the chat. I don't know if we can say that other word on air, but okay. Thoughts and prayers, Jay.
Pesticles.
Gotcha. 615-737-1045. That's your telephone number. 737-1045. Did I make the right call? If you feel like... Or what should the punishment be for what I did? If indeed I made a mistake.
Jay. I thought about making that a poll question, but knowing this audience, that was going to go in directions I could not contain. So I thought against it.
Jay, hell waits for you when you get home, man.
Somebody just shut down the containment unit in Ghostbusters. Everything's just... all over the city right now.
How many vacation days you got left? Because you might have to take one tomorrow.
Not with the family, though.
By the way, we have a comment from Ryan Tannehill about your current situation, Jason.
Nice.
What? That dude threw 3 interceptions.
By the way, keep that because that should just be your lead in for Mike Tenier. J. Martin Ramon, 104.5 The Zone.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again because a vision
saw me. Just got a text from Abby during the break. It said, yeah, Nanny can stay till 3 tomorrow, count on 2 today. Which is like, I wonder if the Nanny could have stayed until 3 today. And Abby's like, no, you can leave it 2. 2 is usually the time. But they've been giving me a little bit more time with my foot and all this.
Yeah.
Restless dreams, I walked alone.
Yep.
Narrow streets of cars.
Just start leaving my phone in the car when I'm.
Did she text you on the phone you went back and got?
I mean, it popped up on the laptop, but yes.
How you feel about you?
She should have sent another message. Glad you can get this message.
Yeah, let me tell you, maybe your daughter was going to wake up anyway. Maybe she was going to wake up anyway.
Well, she was. It's not like she usually sleeps much longer than that, but.
Go ahead, Jay.
I mean, I don't have anything else.
Get it out.
I didn't have that much to start with.
You kissed down my leg.
Abby's always wanted the range. Well, you said you did. Now she wants the range, Jay.
Because I need to go to the dealership.
If we're not buying the house already right now, we might as well go ahead and lease this Range Rover. That's going to take you up through Christmas. You're going to be good to Christmas, man, no matter what you do, Jay, within reason. That's the problem right there, Jay. I'm telling you. You got an extra hour with the baby. Abby for president is before.
Glad to know people aren't dunking on me during this.
Every man has actually been through this. Like, it's something about, like, when your wives get mad, like, and ain't nothing you can do about it other than just wait for I call it the terror dome.
I wouldn't even call her mad.
No, but it's just
irritating.
That feeling of just
like, you would do this.
Why are you a man? Yeah. I call it the terror dome. This is just nothing but just chaos inside the terror dome, Jay.
It's the look where you're just like her parents It's like she's just like, mom and dad told me.
They said.
Told me about you.
My brother said something.
I begged. I pleaded. I said, no, I can change him.
Jay, women got a way of just doing it to you, man. It's crazy. Happy wife, happy life, man. Somebody going to call up here and probably tell you, no, Jay, you were the pants in the house. You the man. They don't live in your house, Jay. Mm-hmm. Don't let them do that to you. Whatever Abby needed yesterday, go get it today and tomorrow. Send her a Starbucks right now, Jay.
Just problem to the is, see, door. I would make dinner, but I was already making dinner. So that doesn't count for me.
What are we doing here? You got to stretch out her hamstrings or something if she was working out.
Because I told her, I'm like, I'm making cilantro lime chicken tonight.
Okay. Not even on Taco Tuesday. That's a bonus.
Right.
Look at him trying to say, yeah, right.
No, I was just like,
he's so frustrated right now.
Not even being frustrated. It's just,
you ain't got the answers. Do you?
I never did. I don't even know the questions.
But every man does like something just stupid, crazy though, Jay. It's just in the DNA. It's just that you had to go to work and leave her with the problem.
Here's the thing. I knew before I opened the door. I'm like, you did. There's no way I can get, this is going to wake her up because she's already around the right time. As soon as I opened the door, I had to.
Hey.
As soon as you open the door.
I mean, people are trying to help you out. Like, the Abby for president is very good, but then right behind the Abby is petty as hell. A dark goof Jay got an L and don't even know it. Nothing you can do to win. Get her what she wants. Dominique also said, Jay, you got Cash App. Send her money or something.
I'm not sending my wife money.
That's the problem right there. You don't want to beat this. You don't want to beat this today. It's Monday. Jay, we got four more days of work.
Account. What am I saying? Here's $50 out of our bank account.
You know what? I go to the bank probably once a month in case you need some cash. She knows it's coming from the same place, okay, Jay? When we go to restaurants, you know what she'll do? Hey, I got this one. It's the whole, Jay, you got to get into the mind games of this thing.
Got this one.
Yeah.
I'll pull out my card.
Exactly.
Even though it's the same.
It's the same, dog. Jay, you got to start using the ordinary things to make them extraordinary, Jay. That's all you got to do. Send her a Cash App. Send her 50 right now. If you're a real one, you send a 500.
She's just going to put it back in the bank.
I think during the break, we should pull up the Genesis Diamonds website and start looking at a possible purchase.
I mean, you've always wanted a truck. I might know some people that are going to call here soon. Jay, it's time for you, sir, to buy into the aspect that you aren't in control anymore. You lost control with your daughter, the dog.
I'm the captain now.
And your wife.
I'm the captain now.
Yeah.
615-737-1045.
Cooked.
Do we talk about Tanir? Or do we talk about him right before he comes
right
on?
Right before, yeah.
It's the action that counts. Jay, I'm off all of that. Well, I'm trying to save you today.
Hour number two, what do I need to do to remedy the mistake that I made? And should I have just let the phone go and gone to Verizon and bought a new one? Should that have been the play?
Or Cash App her right now.
Or do as like Ron does or something, go get a cricket.
Yeah.
Prepaid phone like it's The Wire.
Flip.
Just call me Bodie. I'm on the street corner right now.
You are Bodie. You on the couch right now.
615-737-1045, hour number two, coming up next here on The Zone.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.